Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
All right, Gina, let's start this shit show.
Let's start it. It's 3:40 and it's
we're already drinking.
Cocktail time. So
it's been one of those days. It is Friday.
So that allows us to.
Yeah, and I think the other day on Wednesday we did a podcast recording and we broke down The Bachelorette.
In detail.
Explicit detail. We had Dan here, and he was breaking it down. He was having a good time, and he had some good takes. And And we finished, and it was a good hour-long show. And I looked at it afterwards, and I don't know what happened, but something happened to the recording, and it is gone.
Yeah, it disappeared.
And so I don't want to talk about it again. We talked about it for an hour, but we can give a few highlights and...
Yeah, at this point, today's Friday. This was Monday and Tuesday. It's kind of old news at
I'm over it. I'm over it.
So no need to rehash, but we can just kind of talk about what's relevant now.
Agreed. And by the way, I'm not telling Dan that we lost it because he's so happy with his performance.
We'll just let him think that you aired it. And
oh, yeah, because my daughter's in town with four of her friends from back east, and he was telling them last night how he recorded it and he's really happy about it, and he, you know, it's really fun for him, and I just didn't have the heart to tell him that it doesn't exist any longer, and he doesn't listen anyway, so it's perfect.
All right, well, sorry, Dan.
No, I say that a lot. What he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Yeah,
but I wanted to start with the news that we saw today. We heard that Tyler showed up at Hannah's place last night at 9 p.m.
Oh, is that what... See, I didn't see that part. All I saw was the TMZ, they kind of showed him leaving at 10 a.m. this morning with, like, a backpack or duffel bag or something in his hand.
Oh, so I didn't see any visual. I just saw an E! News on my Instagram that apparently he showed up last night at 9 p.m. at her place and stayed the night and left in the morning. Now, here's what I don't understand. Apparently she walked him out, gave him a hug and a kiss. Did they show that?
They didn't show it on what I saw for the TMZ feed, but I did read that she walked him out and gave him a hug and a kiss. Now, I'm a little confused by this because I did not get the impression that he was even interested in a follow-up with Hannah. I mean, who, you know, sloppy seconds?
I also think, Gina, that it's all for show.
You know, you might be right.
Because, as I mentioned in the previous podcast that we recorded.
That is now somewhere out in La La Land.
That doesn't exist any longer. I listened to him on Ben and Ashley's podcast. And they asked him if he felt like he was pressured into having drinks with Hannah. You know, from Chris Harrison and all that. And he said, no, not really. But he also didn't seem interested in it either. He kind of said, you know, if it happens, it happens. If not, I really like her. She's a great girl.
Well, he didn't seem interested on After the Rose either. I mean, you know, maybe a drink, but to spend the night, he didn't seem like...
I think it's all for show. I think that...
So what are you saying? Are you saying he slept on the couch?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also saw something from her somewhere today that she did an interview saying she has a drink with Tyler. It's not like they're going to go back to the way it was when it was on the show. A lot of time has passed and they would just have to start over. If they're not starting over, he's probably going to be the next Bachelor. I have a feeling.
Yeah, then he can't go. There's nothing can come of this if that's the case.
Mm-mm. I think it's just for ratings. They want it to him and her to stay relevant in some way until they figure the whole next Bachelor thing out.
Yeah, that's true. Could be.
Because sometimes they will wait a little bit on who the next Bachelor is. They did with Colton because Colton went to Paradise.
Well, we didn't know it was going to be Colton until way late in the process.
Right. Well, they were juggling around a few other possibilities. Now I can't remember. Oh, Jason was a possibility.
Yeah, Jason.
Oh, and then the other one that's on Paradise, Blake.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So they were playing with them for a little bit until they decided. So I think, could it be Peter? Could it be Mike? Could it be Tyler? I think actually all of them are good choices. I don't know how great of a personality Peter would be, but I feel like we didn't get to see a lot of his personality.
No, and I did hear that Mike some, was it E! News or someone asked Mike about it and he just said, I'm not interested.
Oh,
so he
okay.
came out and said,
well,
you know,
also he was in Paradise, so maybe he found someone.
Oh, well then he can't be on The Bachelor.
But he can. We talked about this because Colton was on Paradise.
Oh, that's true.
Because that's over.
Yeah.
So he could have gone on and didn't find what he was looking for.
But who was it? Was it Ashley I that said she met him in person and he wasn't nearly as charismatic
yeah.
in person that he was on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And I don't even care about Jed anymore. That's over.
No.
Apparently, he's doing his own publicity, apologizing, and whatever. I just don't care anymore.
Whatever, Jed.
Yeah. I'm also over Chris Harrison using these adjectives to describe the show and it not living up to its potential.
Does it ever live up to its potential?
Although, as we said last time,
I don't think it does.
I think Dan said that Colton lived up to his potential at the end. The fact that he like jumped the fence.
Well, that truly was
epic. That really was.
But other than that, yeah, not so much.
So that's kind of all I have to say about The Bachelorette. I'm really, really, really looking forward to Bachelor in Paradise, which I believe starts Monday.
Monday, I know.
And if you haven't listen to our interview with Jorge. He really doesn't give up too many secrets about anything because he can't. But he does say there's power couples.
Yeah.
And that he sees a few that could be real, you know, real couples that come from it.
So he's in little snippets, but he's not the bartender, correct?
Correct.
Is that still Wells?
It's still Wells. And Jorge just does adventures, takes them on their dates and stuff like that.
Okay, okay. Got it. All right. We'll
so,
see.
Yeah.
I can't wait
so
to
take a listen to our interview
that.
With Jorge. Let's do 90 Day the Other Way, which is another one we talked about the other night, but we lost that recording.
Yeah.
And I don't care about, I would like to talk about that again.
This was a good one, and I'm happy to talk about it.
Me too.
As well.
We had Paul and Karini. After 5 days on the boat, they arrived in Karini's hometown.
Somewhere in the middle of the Amazon.
Yeah, that's what he said. I am in the middle of the Amazon.
Yeah.
And he's very stressed about living with her family because they don't like him.
No, they don't like him at all. The mom calls him a jerk, and the dad doesn't seem to say too much, but there are no real medical facilities out in the middle of the Amazon, Anne. So
no.
I don't know. How far along is she in her pregnancy? Do we know? Like 6 months, maybe? Pretty big.
She looks bigger than I think she is.
Okay.
She looks very bloated and puffy to me. But she doesn't necessarily look very pregnant in the front.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how far along she is. So I guess the question was, would you be more nervous by yourself in a city that has better medical facilities or back home with your parents and, you know, less than medical facilities.
You know, that's a hard one.
I
think the medical facilities are important. Have the baby and then
why
go
can't,
on the
yeah, and have
day
her
journey.
Mother. So her biggest thing was she wanted to be with her parents in case Paul had to leave before the baby's born.
In case Paul has a breakdown.
I think Paul would leave because of a breakdown before he would leave because he had to.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
But he had to tell them that he might have to leave because they think he's a terrorist.
And the dad, terrorista?
Terrorista. And the dad is a retired police officer, something to that effect. And he doesn't know what's going on. They are just so suspicious of Paul, and rightfully so.
As they should. Paul is not very handy. He goes outside and decides to, I guess the dad asks him to help build a fence or put some nails in a fence. And that was the weakest display
You know, manhood?
Yes.
I could have hammered in that fence better than Paul.
Oh, my God.
And has he never done that before?
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. We don't know what he did back.
Yeah, what his odd jobs entailed.
Yeah, I don't know. Paul is an odd duck.
Oh, yes.
But we know now that Karini is in the U.S., so she must have gotten her green card.
Do they show a lot of pictures of them with the baby?
No.
Because I was wondering what the baby looks like.
Yeah, oh God, let's hope. Well, Paul's not
bad looking. No.
He's just odd.
Yeah, he's so odd.
He's a little odd.
Well, like you said, he has a lot of
phobias and anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poor Paul.
Poor Karini.
Poor Karini.
She chose him. Laura and Aladdin.
Yeah.
Boy, they're getting a lot of, or he's getting a lot of feedback on social media with regard to this episode.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Apparently his friends or people that live in, where are they? Tunisia? No, no. They're not in
Tunisia.
They're
in Qatar.
Qatar. Are saying, boy, your lady is really...
Can you look bad?
Yeah, making fun of your manhood and all this.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
She's not...
She just really didn't think this through because... What we're talking about is obviously that she bought that vibrator, which we saw her purchase before leaving for Qatar.
She purchased not only that, but she purchased quite a few little lotions and potions and apparatuses.
What was that lotion called?
Coochie cream?
Coochie cream.
Which I really don't know what you're supposed to
no,
do.
No, and then she said cream? You can use it on, you can use it all over your body or something. Oh,
yeah,
God.
It takes care of a stiff neck.
Ew, it's probably that sticky, gross stuff.
Ugh. I don't even want to think
Not
about it.
Not that I know about those creams at all.
So the producers ask Laura to kind of take him through it because she's expressing the fact that she's not real happy with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura says, I'll take you through it. It was done in 2 minutes. And he's not rocking my world.
And wasn't he sitting right there when she said that?
He was sitting right
His
there.
His face was just...
He didn't know what to do.
No expression whatsoever.
No.
But when she brings out that vibrator and he thinks it's a microphone.
That was hysterical.
He really did.
I mean, does he really not know what a vibrator is?
Yeah, his ladies have never needed one, Gina. I don't know.
Are they a microphone?
Yeah, but maybe they don't have those
they
kind of shops
don't
there.
They probably have sex stores. They probably sell yeah. stuff like that on the black market.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's an adult. He's never seen one before.
No, and Laura's trying to explain to him, it's a vibrator, you know, for jiggy jiggy. He can't connect the dots.
Oh, no, it took him a minute. And then once it did, boom, he was so pissed off. He was out of there. He walked out. You could tell the minute he did that, she felt horrible.
Yeah, she did. She tries to explain to him, in America, a lot of ladies have these things. And he says, we're not in America. Maybe the men in America are not enough for you. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
She should have known maybe that.
Well,
the
that is offensive, too.
Especially when you're filming.
I would think that most men, America or not, if you brought out a sex toy, I think they'd be very into it.
Excited about it, yeah, for sure.
But for some reason, the way she presented it made him feel less of a man.
Well, she should have made it more about her and less about him, and it may have gone over a little bit.
Yeah, but
better.
She really did say, like, you're not satisfying me, so we're going to need to use this.
Well, that's what I mean. She should have made it more about her than him.
But she was making it about her. She's not satisfying.
Well, it wasn't working. She threw it away, and he was humiliated.
And on television. I mean, to do that in the privacy of your own bedroom with no cameras around, that's one thing. But to put it out there?
Yeah, and you know what
And he's very macho.
Well, exactly. But in this particular episode, I didn't like that she seemed like, more so than I've seen in the past, even though this show just started, but she seemed more of a mother figure to him than a wife. Don't you think?
Well, she did say...
Their age difference definitely showed through.
Yeah, she did say in that car ride, she said, I'm learning that the communication between us, I can tell the age difference now. Because he's not communicating. He's shutting her off.
How long have they been dating or married?
Well, they only knew each other, 6 to 8 days before they even got married.
Oh, that's true.
So.
But, I mean, when you're a woman of 52 and you're dating, 29?
Yeah.
Doesn't that cross your mind before?
You
sooner
would think.
Than later?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think he showed his immaturity when he would block her on social media. So
exactly.
This isn't anything new. That he's acting this way.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, that's stupid.
The blocking thing was way more telling. All right, Ronald and Tiffany. His family is hosting a braai?
I thought it was rye.
I wrote down rye, but then I thought they said braai.
I thought they said braai first, too. But it's basically a barbecue.
A barbecue,
yeah. Or a rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, before their wedding. And Laura, Tiffany's sister, is visiting from the U.S. She seems very, very young.
Yeah, I feel like she's like 17. or something like
that. She seems very young to be asking Ronald the hard questions before the actual wedding.
That was clearly a setup.
Well, yeah, because who brought her there and how did she get there?
Right. She was there by herself. She's saying, I'm doing this for our family. I'm going to ask the hard questions. But as she's asking, she's like shaking and crying.
Yeah,
and
she was really emotional.
Yeah. They put a lot of pressure on her to do that.
They absolutely
if she was
did.
Having that hard of a time.
Why wasn't the dad there asking the hard questions?
Yeah, he I don't know there. Her. He wasn't there at that point because he was coming the next day.
Okay.
The day of the wedding. But I don't know her relationship with her father.
I don't think it's great.
But he's coming all that way.
Yeah. It's a long way. Why was the mom not there? We don't know.
She just said she can't go because of the kids. She has the younger daughter.
That's right.
But still, why couldn't she bring her? I mean, I'm sure it's expensive to get over there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
But when your daughter's getting married, wouldn't you want to be there?
I would think so.
We did see pictures, remember, that they're all together at some point. I'm not sure where. Maybe the mom surprises her. The wedding. That would be nice.
Maybe. So Tiffany's dad calls Ronald, and he's arrived. He happens to be staying, and we call BS on this one.
Yeah.
He happens to be staying in a hotel casino and calls Ronald, of all people, not Tiffany, to go pick him up. So this was obviously a total setup.
Absolutely. The only hotels they have are in casinos. And her father doesn't know?
No.
Or maybe actually he doesn't, right?
No, I don't think he does know. Yeah. But why is he not taking a taxi, or why is he not having
Uber?
Tiffany
even Tiffany
else?
Said that. And then Ronald's like, well, I'm not going to have him do that. Which I do understand that. If your father-in-law-to-be wants you to pick him up, you'll pick him up. But wait outside.
Well,
I'll pick you up outside.
Exactly,
you don't have to walk in.
Say. Why? They have
it's
to
all
show
for the
walking
dramatics.
In, and then they show the lights and the bells and the whole casino environment. And I thought, why didn't he just wait in the car outside?
Exactly.
So that was, I called
He acts like, oh, I have to face my fears. I'm going to do this.
Well, and maybe it's a good thing. And I think it's going to be totally fine. Because,
it will be.
Yeah.
I do understand. Like, I'd love to go to Vegas.
The excitement of it all?
Yeah, that's part of it, is the ding, ding, ding of the...
On the penny machines?
So if I was a gambling addict, I can understand those feelings of the excitement, the lights, the noises,
Break
the sounds.
Break out in cold sweat.
Yeah. I would think that would be very difficult.
Yeah, but maybe it's a good test for him.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
So Corey and Evelyn, they're in Ecuador...
Yeah, and I heard a little something about them because
I heard
that they are, and it feels a little fake too, but I heard that they have actually been together a lot longer than they're pretending to be.
Really?
And he's been to Ecuador a few times, and they even showed old video of them. I saw an old video come out where they're dancing and stuff on the beach.
Really?
Yeah, from like a couple years ago.
Well, we know he's been there before, but they make it seem like he's shocked by...
Everything.
Yeah.
He's like a deer in headlights with
he's
absolutely every situation that comes to be at this little shack of a of a bar that they're setting up.
Yeah, so we don't know what happened to the $40,000 that... Corey gave to Evelyn. We know she bought a $7,000 car.
Yeah, so
apart.
You need to tell me that $32,000 went into that little
shack
bar. No.
There's nothing else there but a shack.
And didn't she make reference that it was open last year? Because she said last year we did this much money. Okay, so they were together the year before.
Right. But was he there or was
I
he
don't
not?
Know. So maybe she ran it on her own. But then this year she's saying... Okay, so I need about $1,500 for the bathroom because we have to get a septic tank and all this. So what was it before, an outhouse?
It looks like an outhouse.
It does look like an outhouse.
They
that's
do have
for sure.
electricity because I did see wires and things. And because I was thinking, okay, they've got blenders and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And where are they plugging all this stuff in? But they must have electricity.
Well, and what happened to the tables and chairs last year that she has to have $5,000 for?
I can't imagine spending that kind of money on... Like,
no.
They're not getting high-end stuff. This is a beachfront... bar that is not in the nicest of areas. It doesn't look like a resort area to me. So who's buying these cocktails?
And even at resorts, even at like you go, say even to Mexico or Hawaii, you go along the resorts that are on the beach. They have plastic tables and chairs.
Right.
These are like the white resin tables and chairs that you can get at Target or wherever.
Right, right.
So they're not going to be $5,000. And how many are you buying that will be that much? She has no clue what she's talking about.
So Corey starts talking about, you know, marriage and I don't know. She is not interested. He wants kids. He wants to be married. He's Mormon. Her goal is to make money and have a nice house. And she is not interested in getting married at this point. She's not interested in having kids. In fact, she says that sounds like a boring life to her. She's also frustrated with Corey because she says he does a lot of talking and a little bit of doing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it is that she wants him to do that he's not doing. But these two are not on the same page.
No. He knew that. He knew she didn't want to have kids. Yes. At least right away.
Right.
And so all of a sudden he's there and he's saying, oh, I really want to settle down and have kids.
No.
Please. And a white picket fence.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the only thing he's not taking responsibility for is the fact that she wants him to learn her language if they're going to be living there, which I understand that.
Yeah.
She wants him to be a little more of a, quote, man and handle things, which he's not. Just take control. Do something. Well, he made good money doing what? What was he doing when he was living in Utah?
In construction, I think, for his dad or something.
Gina, you can't tell me that he's been working construction and he can't handle this little shack of a bar? That is such bull crap. If that's what he was doing, I call bullshit on all of it.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's ridiculous.
Laughing at, they did spend probably a lot of money on a great big, like, billboard type, you know, it had palm trees in the ocean, and then it had a picture of Evelyn and Corey in the corner.
I did not see that.
You have to go back and take a look at that.
I do need to go back. I did see they had, like, a possible employee walking around. Did you
see
that in the background?
Somebody was doing something in the background.
Yeah.
Maybe he was the construction person.
God.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about them. I feel like it's just a little too sketchy to be real. I'm a little dubious about them.
Well, see, now we're questioning.
Everything. Yeah. There's a couple of the couples that I am curious if all is real.
And those would be Corey and Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
And Karini and Paul seem like
No, I feel
that's
like they're real. Yeah, he's too crazy. Oh, it's the other show. It's Love After Lockup.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a whole other story.
All of those. Well, I believe in Jenny and Sumit.
I think they really do love each other.
I think they're a real couple. I don't know if they're still together now.
Yeah.
Because basically Sumit said, I have to go to my parents because they're calling me every day. And I have to explain to them what's going on. But it's not going to be... like, I show up and tell them. I'm going to have to ease into it. So I could be gone for a while.
So he's planning on leaving Jenny. She's been there a month already.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells her that he has to go home to see his parents because they're suspicious about where he's living and otherwise they'll cause issues for him. So she is to stay in the apartment alone. She can't go anywhere by herself. She can't be left alone in the apartment. And she says, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, I don't know how he's going to leave her there by herself. He said he'll get her provisions.
Oh, my God. Like, how? I don't understand. She's supposed to lock herself in the apartment?
And watch TV, he said.
Is it a possibility that he could be gone for 2 weeks?
Well, that's it. What's the time frame? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? I would be pissed.
Is it 2 days?
I don't know. I don't think she can manage 2 days.
My main
herself.
Concern is this. What TV channels can she actually get there?
Well,
that will occupy her for that amount of time.
Exactly. It's got to be all Indian shows, right? That probably, unless they get Hey You. Do you think they get Hey You in India?
Even if they do, I don't know if they get
it. I don't think they have cable.
At their location.
Do you think they have Wi-Fi?
Doubtful. They don't even have hot water.
Oh, that's true. So he's not sure when he's going to be back, and she's losing her mind because she just said, Sumit, this isn't right.
This isn't right.
How could you leave me alone? This isn't what I signed up for.
Have you noticed that she has changed the way she dresses?
She's morphing a little bit into the culture?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's a dire hair dark.
Well, so here's the thing. I was thinking about this. She's got blonde hair. How is she dyeing her hair? Is she going to somebody over in India and getting highlights?
You think those are highlights? You don't think that's a box she's using in the bathroom?
Of just bleach?
It's not bleach. That's like
She must have blonde hair to begin with.
Yeah, and I think she is just going and buying a hair product and putting it on her hair. That
could, maybe she brought some with her.
Because she's 60. Yeah. So you know there's some gray going on. Didn't even think about that.
I know. The things we think about. We'll see what happens with these
couples. He needs to step up.
Yeah, he's a little wimpy, but it's a cultural thing.
Oh, so next time we get to see Jihoon. And what's her name?
Devin.
And she goes into early labor, apparently.
Yeah.
Did you see her look in those scenes? She had like the red cheeks.
I thought something was wrong. Was she playing with makeup or
it
what?
You know what it looks like? It looks like she's trying to be those Japanese dolls that they do.
What do you call that? Hiroku?
You're going to get it wrong.
I know. I'm sure I will. Is it Hiroku?
I don't know. But they do the eyes
like
and
round
the cheeks.
Circles on her cheeks. Yeah. And it's very strange.
Okay, she wants to look like a little princess or doll.
Yeah.
And then we find out that Evelyn possibly cheated with an ex-boyfriend. We don't know. Now, I don't believe their story, so it's probably BS anyway.
We're skeptical.
Oh, yes. I would like to move on to Southern Charm.
Yes, let's do it.
I'm blown away. This. I actually watched it twice because once I just had it on the background because I was doing a lot to get ready for my company. Mm-hmm. And I stopped it and went, oh, no. I can't be watching this without really watching this.
Right.
Because so much happened.
So much happened that they never really addressed.
I agree.
So they're still in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Austin and Madison hook up, which, of course they're going to hook up. We knew that was going to happen.
Gina, they didn't hook up. She just slept with him, apparently, in the bed with no shirt on.
Oh, okay.
That's what they said.
Yeah, right.
No. And why did Don, Eliza's boyfriend...
He was in there for a long time. Yeah, asking if they want breakfast.
And why was he... Okay, I understand not knowing where Eliza is because she got up and did whatever.
And, excuse me, why is Eliza even there?
Thank you. What does she bring to the table? I think Dawn brought more to the table and Dawn brought nothing.
Exactly.
Other than being annoying, looking for her, calling out for her. Why are you walking into Austin's bedroom looking for Eliza?
Well, Austin even said, don't you knock?
Yeah, that was weird.
That was very weird.
I mean, and why would he be looking for her in there?
But they go downstairs, and I'm telling you, the aftermath of their weed dinner was evident.
Because, okay, question.
Yeah.
Haven't you always heard that people smoke weed, eat edibles, whatever, I know I'm using the wrong terminology here, because you don't get a hangover? They all were freaking hungover.
Yeah, but weren't they drinking, too?
True.
They were drinking, too.
But they say the big thing is you don't get hangovers when you do pot. What do you think?
Smoke pot? But no hangovers. Well, the aftermath of the snacks that were sprawled out all over the place. It was crazy.
And when they showed the footage of Shep in the evening.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. We got to see Shep's butt crack a couple times, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which
not
we didn't
pretty.
Need to see.
No. Cam and Whitney go home early. Not surprising.
Yeah, they needed to go home.
They did. They're too old to be with that group.
No.
They're not fun, either.
Not.
Whitney's not fun. And Cam
is 51 years old.
But we're fun, Gina.
We are. That's true.
This is true. We would not go home.
No. We could have fun with the best of them.
Yes. And poor Cam, she's just a mom now.
Yeah. And
she's in that phase. She doesn't want to be around them. She misses her daughter. Totally understand that.
Yeah. Her daughter's still very young.
Yeah.
So Austin and Madison, Austin kind of talks about, you know, he's not really sure that he's ready to be a stepdad. No, he's not ready to be a stepdad. He just had a whole weed dinner and was partying the whole night. No, you're not ready to be a stepdad.
Well, so was she. Madison was too.
And she bugs me now because I noticed she really talks out of the side of her mouth.
Well, that's not why she bugs me. She's a fink.
Well,
I'm using that word, fink.
Yeah, that's one of many reasons she bugs me, but she's very pretty.
She is pretty.
Austin's just way too immature to be a parent at this point.
Yeah, but I hate the idea that, okay, he doesn't want to have that serious relationship with her because she's a mother and he's not ready to be a stepdad. Understood. But he also doesn't want to lose her.
Doesn't want to let her go, yeah.
So he's stringing her along, but she's also stringing him along. Is she hoping he'll change?
I think he really loves her.
Yeah.
But in the back of his mind, he's like, I cannot be a
He has nothing to offer right now either. He has no job.
No.
I think that's where it stems from. He doesn't feel worthy enough. And that is understood to me.
Yeah. A weird interaction. Madison is sitting on the couch. Shep comes in. And Madison is in a weird space.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of calls Shep out for his opinion weighing heavily on Austin and their relationship and kind of questions that. Shep is very, very smart and he uses it to his advantage. And he says that he uses it to his advantage. And Madison says, you know, you don't scare me. You're a bully. And Shep says, I deal in facts. And Madison comes back with, I heard you gave Danny chlamydia. And Danny's sitting right there. I do not believe.
But here's the thing. Shep likes to poke the bear, and he can tell that Madison is annoyed. It's very clear that Madison is annoyed because she's not hiding it. She's telling him, I don't like the way you talk to Austin about our relationship. And also, Craig is there saying the same thing. We don't talk to Austin about your relationship. Mm-hmm. We think it's screwed up. They're honest with her. We think it's screwed up. We think you shouldn't be together. But he doesn't listen to us. So what are you so worried about? So she keeps going at him. And he actually said, for as much as you like to argue, you're not very good at it. Mm-hmm. That's what made her turn. And something hit in her where she's like, really? I'm not good at it? Guess what? Austin told me that you gave Danny chlamydia. And poor Danny, because the fact of the matter is, she can deny it all she wants, but why would Austin say that if Shep didn't tell her or whoever told him?
Yeah.
And it's probably true, and it's really shitty that it came out this way.
Well, I don't think that Danny would be crying if, I mean, I would be pissed, but I don't think I'd be crying about it.
I'd be like, what the F? I like what she said, though. She said, what are you doing? I understand if you're mad at him. Why are you throwing me under the bus?
That was a really bad move on, and that goes to show what kind of person Madison is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It shows how she's still pretty immature.
Well, and Austin says this is the second time that he's told her something that she spouted off about
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Austin, you didn't learn your lesson? Don't tell her anything.
See, couples tend to do that where they're trying to...
It's a connection thing.
Yeah, and you're trying to get the confidence of the other person. Like, I'm going to let you in on a few things because I love you and I want you to know that I trust you with this information.
But for her to go back and say something that Austin told her in confidence, I'd be done with her immediately.
And I can't believe that when Danny was so upset, she went out and she grabbed Kat and Catherine went out with her. They were not very sympathetic towards Danny.
No.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
They were all just kind of like, yeah, well, she said it, and that's really crummy.
Yeah,
poor Danny. Like, they didn't really give her a lot of sympathy. It was weird.
And why, you know, I don't understand Madison in doing that. I mean, I know she doesn't love Danny,
mm-mm.
but Madison said, go smoke your menthols when Danny was getting ticked off.
Yeah.
She was nasty.
She was so nasty to her. Well, remember that Danny was the one who brought up the whole, I think, sex tape or something
that. Yeah.
In conversation. But that's still no reason to go at her the way she did.
And Catherine, she goes, well, what does smoking have to do with things? I'm like, Catherine.
She's so out of it. Oh my God. Catherine was another one. Her and Eliza, why were they even there?
Yeah.
They brought nothing to the whole trip. Catherine was like in her room the whole time. Anytime somebody wanted to talk to Catherine, they had to go to her room.
Yeah, she was not with the group. So Austin, of course, denies telling Madison this information. And Austin is then hugging Madison because he feels bad for her, which I could not figure out.
That was bull. Wait, you said Austin denied?
He denied it. Yes, because remember, they were in the kitchen of the other house.
Yeah.
And Chelsea said, did you say it? And he's like, no, I didn't say it. And she goes, you said it. And he didn't say anything.
If he didn't say it, of course he said it.
Of course he said it.
Of course. Because the minute Shep told him, he goes, God damn it.
Yeah, that's why he was pissed.
And he also told Naomi the next day that I tell her information and I never think it's going to be brought out. And Naomi said, no, you shouldn't. Like, Matul, her boyfriend, she shares everything with him.
Right.
You don't say things in public like that.
No, of course not. If you're being told something by somebody that you're dating or her spouse or whatever in confidence, you shut up about it.
But what kind of spell does she have on him that Here she blows this whole thing up. She throws him under the bus. And then he goes and hugs her and is like, don't be upset.
Exactly.
That's and crazy. I think
that's why Shep gets so angry about Madison, because he sees the way that Madison treats Austin. And Madison, or I'm sorry, Shep, oh God, Austin. Austin goes crawling back to her even after she throws him under the bus.
Yeah.
It's infuriating to Shep. Well, and I also think Shep probably tried to go after Madison at some point and was rejected. And he's harboring some bad feelings about that.
And that was brought up because Naomi said the same thing. Like, why do you think Shep has such a hard time with Madison?
Shep is very smart, but he's 100% an elitist.
Oh, yes.
And anybody that isn't as smart as he is or at his level, he belittles.
Absolutely. The other thing was Shep in the little side interview when it was the next morning, you could tell that Austin and Madison had slept together or whatever. He said, oh God, I just can't stand seeing them talk to each other. Like together, it's just makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
And now we know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are really a bad couple.
Yeah.
Just they're not good for each other. Somebody told me that they don't think they're together right now because Watch What Happens Live, he said something kind of negative about her and she did the same about him.
Well, he was, the last time he was on Watch What Happens Live, she was in the audience. Was he on recently?
I don't know. This could be a source.
Because a couple of weeks ago he was on at the beginning of the season.
He was on.
She was in the audience.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, because they showed her.
Maybe he was referring to this situation and it was effed up. She messed up big time. I'm sorry to tell you, Gina, that next week we are not through with Ashley.
Oh, God. Because she's back. Why do they keep bringing her back? She's not even relevant to the story.
She's trying to talk to Catherine again. I know. Oh, I don't know why. They had enough this season with what's going on with Austin and Madison and Shep and Craig and all that.
I don't miss Thomas. Do you?
No, no, no. Don't even realize he was ever a part of the show.
No. And we do not need to see Madison at the beginning was enough. It wasn't necessary, but it was enough. And now she's going to come back again.
You mean Ashley?
I mean Ashley.
Yeah. She doesn't need to be there. I feel bad, but I'm not interested in Cam and being a mother and a baby and her baby.
No.
That whole scene, I understand what they're trying to do. Cam's been a part of this forever, but...
Yeah, but she needs to be a friend of now.
Yeah, because she doesn't really offer any drama, and we watch this for drama.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute with her and her baby and going to the aquarium and all
and
that
I really
kind
like
of
her.
But, I like her, too, but that's not what we want to see necessarily. No.
Which is sad, and like we said, Whitney gives us nothing.
No. He's a producer, and he makes an appearance every
once in a while. I think he just wants to stay relevant in the show, and that's about it.
Probably.
I want to see more about what happens, because Shep and Austin talk, and there's no finality there. Like, Shep kind of gets on Austin, and Austin's not taking it. Austin takes Madison's side on the entire situation.
Yeah.
So,
like you say, she's got a spell on him.
She does. All right. The last show I think I would like to talk about, I think, is Married at First Sight, right?
Yeah,
that was the last one.
Yeah.
On a side note, I heard today that Cynthia Bailey, you know how she's engaged now?
Yeah.
Did you hear how much her ring was?
It wasn't as much as I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Was it 12,000?
85,000.
Oh, 85,000?
Yes.
Oh, then no, I didn't hear
that. Because I'm like, how much are rings nowadays?
No, I didn't. Well, he probably bought it at Harry Winston or Tiffany something crazy like that.
Yeah.
He didn't buy it at Costco.
No, he did not. Are you saying that because I'm wearing my Costco ring right now?
No, I was looking at jewelry today at Costco. And it's
love
quite
jewelry.
It's quite reasonable.
I believe that I have 3 pieces of jewelry from Costco. With authenticity papers. Is that how you say it? They have papers of authenticity.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I think I told you Jimmy Kimmel bought his wife's ring at Costco.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is so
funny. And they're supposed to have very good quality diamonds. Mm-hmm. I have a bracelet from there.
Excellent.
All right. So are we not doing Beverly Hills?
Oh, I forgot. No, of course we have to do Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I forgot about Beverly Hills. Let's do Beverly Hills before Married at First Sight.
Yeah, because this is a quick one, I think.
Yeah, I think so, because why do I feel like we talked about this? I think because everybody else has talked about it.
Probably. It's a continuation.
Wait, are you sure we're going to talk about it?
was on Wednesday.
No, we didn't. We were holding off. Yeah. You know what? I told the information about Kelsey Grammer.
Yes, yes.
And I said, let's hold off till we talk about Beverly Hills. All right. Yeah. Let's talk about Beverly Hills. The main thing was Camille. She really was crazy during this reunion.
Well, yeah, she was. Everyone's confused as to why she walked off. I mean, she walked off. She started unzipping her dress.
Yeah, why? And I was more confused. I don't care about the walk off. I was more confused about the unzipping of the dress.
Well, she was out of there. She was taking her dress off and she
While she's walking, she can't wait for the room.
Yeah. So Andy talked her into sticking around and she did. But, you know, everything she said was just so weak.
There was nothing she said that was new. Really, it was just the Denise asking her questions. Why this? Why that? Are you okay? And her responses were just horrible. Like, no. I don't know. I can't give you an answer for that.
Well, so Andy asked her, like, what's going on? Why'd you walk off? And she said, well, it was about Denise. She told me that she cusses at her kids.
Oh, and God.
At her kids. Well, Denise never said that. No. She showed the clip. Does she scream at her kids? Yeah, who doesn't?
She didn't swear at her kids.
She didn't say she cussed at her kids.
And by the way, who cares?
Who cares? It's none of her business.
That's right.
The other ladies are having a conversation while Andy's in the back talking to Camille. And Kyle thinks that Camille's looking at Twitter and social media and is just jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
I 100% believe. And Andy says, you know, if she were consistent, then maybe. And he tells Camille this. If you were consistent in what you're saying, maybe there wouldn't be an issue.
She's not consistent. She's all over the place.
All over the place. And then Camille says to Andy, well, what's Denise's issue with me? And Andy says, well, sweetie, you did say that you didn't like her and she's boring. And she's like, well, she is boring. So I don't know.
She keeps crying on the couch. Lisa Rinna walks over, hugs her. The whole thing was dumb.
Feelings about her wedding. You know,
they were nasty about my wedding. I also heard that the big thing was that Teddy and Kyle were talking in that little is that show that they're doing?
The after show. Which I haven't seen, have you?
No, and I think it's just online.
Okay.
So they're sitting together and Kyle says, what was the best part about Camille's wedding? She said, oh, the departure.
Yeah.
Teddy is now saying, I did that after I knew that she talked all this crap about me.
Right.
So that's how I answered because it was in response to her being so crazy all the time.
Yeah, and as far as Dorit goes, Camille, you know, she comes back out and Camille says she doesn't remember what she had said. And Camille said that she was trying to protect Dorit when she made comments about Dorit's financial situation. Well, we've heard that before. She didn't like that Denise said her daughter was lying. And I mean, it's just one thing after the other. Then Denise calls out Camille for talking about the rented house. You know, she says things that aren't true. And Denise says, you talk out of your ass, Camille, which she does.
She does.
Like, so what if she was renting a house in Malibu?
Yeah.
Denise said, we're renting a house because we didn't want to know exactly where we wanted to be.
Yeah, I sold my house before.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Camille spins it like, oh, she can't afford to buy a house, so she's renting, you know?
The whole thing showed how crazy Camille is.
Camille is a freaking handful.
Yeah, and how she switches things up to fit her craziness.
Right.
Like, I'm not the one that's crazy. They said it.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to fly anymore because we have too much footage.
Right, right.
And she doesn't learn.
She doesn't learn, but I did like Denise said a really condescending remark, and she said, and Denise is awesome. She's totally
calm and
stoic,
cool. Yeah.
And Camille is going on and on about this, that, and the other thing. And Denise says, Camille, do you need to take a minute? Do you need to go to the bathroom or something? Totally condescending.
Oh, yeah.
But it was fantastic.
It was so perfectly done. Denise needs to stay.
Oh, my God.
She's 100%. Such a good addition.
I'll be really upset if she leaves.
I can't imagine her leaving. They did that whole montage of Kyle and LVP.
The traveling. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it went through the years of their ups and downs and all over the
There's
place.
There's been a lot of ups and downs.
There has. That's one that you forget about all of the stuff they
all
went through.
All the things through. That Lisa has done.
They brought up that whole thing, goodbye, Kyle.
That was pretty
funny. Which was really funny.
Yeah.
And then, did you catch when Kyle said, well, you know, it was supposed to be funny. It wasn't a big deal. And she said, if we were on good terms, they would have laughed at it. And
yeah.
In fact, Kathy Hilton was at LVP's
house.
Yes. And that came up. And they were laughing about it. So my thing was, not that they were laughing. My thing was, why was Kathy
Hilton at their house?
At their house.
Yeah. They have a strange relationship.
Yes, they do.
Those Houghton sisters.
Mm-hmm. Although Kathy told her, though. Kathy told Kyle.
Yeah, well, I guess you could be friends.
You know what it was? It was for some charity thing, and they were all there.
Probably. Then they showed the traveling housewives and the private jets and the butlers and the chefs. And then Andy says, how many of you actually do your own grocery shopping? Kyle, I think, does 100%. Lisa said she does, and Erica. The other ones didn't say a word.
They didn't say anything.
Yeah. I don't think Dorit does, because I don't think she cooks at all.
Yeah.
But Lisa doesn't cook either. So what is she buying? There's a lot of talk of her having, you know, back to the whole weight issue and having some sort of an eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's back up again.
They're talking about it again. She definitely has some sort of eating disorder, and which I agree. I think we talked about it before. Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you think that, do you think Teddy and Kyle, I believe those two are the ones that could be on the chopping block.
Kyle?
No, sorry. Teddy and Erica.
Teddy, for sure. Teddy, in my opinion, needs to go. Kyle's getting a ton of hate online.
Because she is, but she will not go.
She will not go. She can't go.
I mean, unless it's her choice, but she's not going to go.
Erica didn't bring it this year.
Not at all. And everybody's saying that. And I also think with her
financial situation.
Yeah. She doesn't like to be put in a bad light.
No, but she was...
She was just nasty this year, I think.
Her whole attitude was not good. Last year we talked about this. She was Erica Jane. This year she's Erica Girardi. I don't like Erica Girardi.
Well, it's funny because she's really good to the girls. She's very supportive.
She has her back. For sure.
She has her back, but she's just not interesting.
Well, she's got no storyline.
No, she doesn't offer anything. We didn't see any shows. We saw one show that they went to.
Yeah.
That was it.
Right.
Well, because we know now she probably can't afford her glam squad, right?
Well...
Does she have any shows that are ongoing right now?
I don't know, but she spends a whole lot of money on those shows. Yeah. And if Tom, you know, because a lot of what his financial problems are is that he, I don't know what he did, what the term is or how he ended up getting the money. But basically, the way he got the money or the reason he got the money was to support her career.
Right. That's what it said. And it was through his business
through
that
his
he did
business.
It.
So
right.
There was something shady going mm-hmm. on with the way that he was funneling money from the business to support her career.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that that has to stop.
And I just saw another report saying that he has to pay if there's a $6 million thing that he has to pay. And he still hasn't paid it, and he has to pay it now.
Mm.
So she kept saying, oh, no, it's all taken care of. It's not taken care of.
Well, she's not going to really say. No. None of these women are really
going to tell. Oh, no, they're not going to say what's going on. They keep all those lawsuits on the side. I do believe that when you are in the public, you do get a lot more. Anybody can file a lawsuit against you for any reason. They have to prove it. But the minute somebody files something against you, it's out there. And we assume it's true.
Yeah, and I also think that being on this show, there's a lot of pressure to have a certain status. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the show.
Right.
So at what lengths, and we've seen this in Orange County, and we've seen it in New Jersey, what lengths these people go to present themselves in a certain light when really that's not who they are.
You know? Yeah. It is a lot of pressure, but they put it on themselves. I mean, they don't have to be on it.
The first couple seasons of New Ooh. Jersey, and Teresa Giudice was going out with stacks of $100 bills and buying all the clothes and all the stuff, and look what happened.
That's actually crazy. When you go back and think about that.
Yeah.
And even Tamara, when she was with her first husband.
Right.
They were all spending tons of money, had all this money.
And that's a huge red flag, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And you flash it a little too much.
According to my husband, we're always broke.
Yeah,
so
mine
there's
too.
None of that's happening.
Yeah,
so that's never going to happen.
Yes, I know.
It was a good season, I think. What's your overall feelings about the Beverly Hills season? People didn't love it.
I didn't love it only because I thought it was good, but I didn't love it because I think the whole Puppygate thing went on way too long.
And even though we say, I don't miss Lisa Vanderpump, the whole feeling shifted.
Yeah, it became a completely different show.
It did. And you want to hate someone.
So it has to be a villain.
Right. Yeah. So Camille did step into that category, but yeah. the way Camille does it is just
it's nasty.
Crazy. At least Lisa Vanderpump, like you always said, she's like a sniper.
Yeah.
So the way she did it, you're always wondering, is she a good guy? Is she a bad guy?
You never knew.
Don't really know.
Yeah.
It's always that questioning. I don't know. I do miss her in that regard. I think she brings something to the show for sure.
Yeah.
They're going to need to do something. I don't know what it is.
I think there definitely will be some sort of a cast shakeup.
Mm-hmm.
They need to find someone else to mix it up.
Yeah, but they need to keep Denise for sure.
Oh my God, 100%.
And I also heard that even though you want Teddy to leave and everybody wants Teddy
she's
to leave.
She's stay?
Well, because she's Kyle's little sidekick.
Well, then make her a friend of, right. not a cast member.
I think that's what they should do.
Yeah.
Just be a friend of, because she offers zero.
I agree. I don't really like her.
And I really felt that Andy was annoyed with her this season.
I think he was. And Andy, bravo to him, because mm-hmm. he showed up for the reunions and he did not hold back. I think this year, more than any other year, he brought it to the reunions and he did not.
I will
usually
actually.
He's pretty laid back.
I will actually say possibly the MVP of these whole reunions was Andy.
Oh, yeah. I agree. So Orange County is starting next week.
Yay.
And are you excited?
No. I did see some footage, though, that Kelly Dodd put out. And it's pretty funny. Because at this point in the beginning, Kelly Dodd and Shannon are friends. And Shannon's meeting some guy at a bar. And Kelly is so inappropriate with this conversation.
She always is.
Oh, yeah. So Kelly Dodd brings it. But I don't feel like she has a deep connection with any of these ladies. And I feel like since Shannon is really good friends with Tamara and Vicky,
yeah.
there's going to be a divide. And Kelly's not going to be included in that at all.
Well, Shannon and Vicky, too, I feel like they have their little clique. Mm-hmm. And if they're like all or nothing.
Yeah, they are.
So it's very funny. It's like a high school or junior
high school. Oh, it is. But Tamara is putting out all this stuff about how she loves the new housewife.
With Bronwyn?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. how she just fit in perfectly. And there's and then Tamara says, and I'm a really good judge of who's going to be good on the housewives.
Oh, okay. Now she's the
judge. Like, she should be kicked off. She's the freaking most boring one of all. She thinks she's so much fun. She's awful.
No, I don't like her.
I don't like her at all. In the beginning, she kind of got a lot of stuff stirring.
She did, and she was going through a whole divorce
yeah.
and all that kind of thing. But Shannon and Vicky don't really, they're not real accepting of new housewives.
Oh, not at all. Well, but who cares about Vicky anymore because
well,
she's a friend
true.
Of?
That's true.
Yeah.
But how much of her are we going to see? Because it seems like we're going to see a lot of her.
I feel like she's like the Barbara of the group where she's going to be at everything.
Everything.
She's just not getting paid as much for some reason.
Mm.
It's very interesting. That you know, I'm not excited at all.
So did you hear that Shannon, Vicky, and Tamara are opening a cocktail lounge? Tres Amigas?
Oh, you're joking.
Tres Amigas.
Are you sure? That's not
a
joke.
That's what I heard.
Where? In
somewhere
L.A.?
In Orange County.
Orange County? Oh, God.
Yeah, the Tres Amigas.
Oh, here we go. Let's try to
cocktail bar.
Do something.
They want to be, what, Lisa Vanderpump? I don't know.
They just want to make money on any
little
thing.
Well, how long is that going to go before they start infighting with each other? Because their relationship isn't going to last.
Well, and people aren't going to show up unless they're there. And they're going to have to be there a lot.
And
that's not going to happen. Because
yeah.
they're going to feel like they're too yeah. good to be there.
Well, Lisa's smart in that Lisa is in her restaurants and bars and stuff a lot.
She is.
Although she spreads herself, but they're all so close.
Yeah.
Except for Vegas. But they're all so close in proximity, she can bounce back and forth.
But, I mean, that's why we go to those places. You hope to run into these people.
Yeah.
I'm not going there for the food.
Right. Now, when we went to Pump, was Lisa there?
No.
Okay.
We didn't see anybody in Pump, now that I think about it.
I don't think so.
Nobody was working there.
No, I've seen her several times.
You've seen him.
Sir and,
right.
and Pump.
I've actually never seen Lisa when I was down there.
Huh.
I've seen some of the other, like, Jacks. And
well, she's very busy now. She's very busy.
She is. We'll have
all
to.
Right.
I want to see her in Vegas. I would like to go to the Vegas one.
I know, I would
one.
Too. I
but
would
I also too. Heard somebody else was just there. Can't remember who, and they couldn't get it. Oh, my sister-in-law was closed. It wasn't even open when she went by.
Well, yeah, Gianna, my daughter, was there, too, and
they
tried twice to get in, and it was a 45-minute wait because the line was out the door.
Next time
Same
we go.
Same with Tom Tom.
Next time we go.
Yeah.
We're going to go, and we're going to stand in that line. I don't care. I'll wait.
We'll go at 3 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, hello, what else am I doing there? Okay, last show. Let's get it Married at First Sight because it was a doozy.
It was a doozy.
I am so excited that this is ramping up and all the couples are just crazy right now.
They are.
So Matt and Amber, we left them last week. If you recall, Matt did not come home, nor was he responding to any of Amber's texts.
Matt's a real jerk. I mean, It doesn't take, you know, I don't care if he's used to being on his own or not. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you're married and that you should at least have the courtesy to give your wife a call or text and let her know what you're doing. Hey, I had a couple drinks. I'm going to spend the night at my friend's. I'll be home tomorrow.
But he didn't do any of that. You didn't believe his excuse of none? He gave no excuse whatsoever. No excuse.
And she didn't push him.
Okay. She was so upset. She called Dr. Pepper and left all these video chats with us. We see her crying. She was so upset she couldn't go to work the next day.
Yeah.
She hadn't heard from him by 2 p.m. the next day.
Yeah, I would have been livid.
Then he comes sauntering into the house and he's like,
"What's up?
Hey, what's going on? What's up? What are you doing? How are you doing?" She looks like shit. Her hair is wet again or greasy. Can't quite figure that out. No makeup. And I have no idea what time it is at that point. And she casually, calmly, "I'm just upset. You didn't call me." She's so calm. He plays it off like, you know, "I'm just not used to that. You're right. I was with the guys. I didn't think about it." She also went through his drawer and found that he didn't wear his wedding ring.
Right.
And he said he took it off during working out. And I just left it off. Possibly true. Mm-hmm. But she is so happy he's home that she's like, "Okay, that's good. Let's have sex."
That was sickening to me.
That was so depressing that she reacted that way.
It is, but she's got such major rejection issues from her mom, and all she wants is somebody to pay attention to her and love her.
And Dr. Pepper came to their house. She called her out on it and said, "Why are you giving him a pass?
Yeah.
You are worth more than this.
Yeah.
You're letting him off way too easy." And she said, "I'm going to talk to him about it." And she did. Dr. Pepper called him on it. Like, why do you feel this way? Now, when he tells his story of, "I've been on my own since 16. Mm-hmm. I've always done this, gone from couch to couch." Now, that is sad. When you don't have a home.
A home, yeah.
And you never have to be responsible for anybody else.
But you're a grown adult now. You have enough sense to know the difference between what you should be doing and what
absolutely
you shouldn't
be doing. That I call bull crap on.
So why, my question is, why was he so anxious to get married?
That's what I don't understand. He wants a home, wants a relationship, wants this family atmosphere, yet he doesn't know how to have it? Is that what it is?
But he kind of does, but then he kind of doesn't.
Dr. Pepper was like, "I am going to say, I think Matt's heart is in the right place. I think he really wants this, and I think he just doesn't know how to go about it." Here's what I just don't get. How do you not know to text somebody back?
Yeah.
Call them and say you're not coming home.
Well, and he would send her call directly to voicemail.
Right.
So he was intentionally rejecting.
He didn't even say, "My phone died." Which was the excuse I was thinking he was going to use.
Yeah.
But
that was weird.
It was just
strange.
They've
got a rocky road ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think it's not going to happen. She's so excited to be with him that it's sickening. And you think he's going to like that? No. He needs boundaries.
Yeah.
She needed to say to him, "I'm giving you a pass this time, but this is never going to happen again." Mm-hmm. And that's it. But she didn't even go that far. Like, "Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
You're forgiven. Let's have sex."
Crazy. Would not be happening.
No.
Iris and Keith. This is interesting because I thought, okay, these two are just made for each other. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of running into some
issues. A little bit
issues.
Of fracturing happening.
Yeah, so unfortunately Keith's grandmother passed away and that was really sad. And he's getting pretty vulnerable with Iris and she's been really there for him.
Yes.
She's a really nice person. Mm-hmm. They start doing these exercises and one of the questions is, "What's your favorite sexual position and why?" And she gets so uncomfortable. She's 27, right?
Yeah.
A little immature, maybe.
Definitely.
She says, "Not applicable." Like, N-A. And he says, "Doggy style."
And not only that, he goes into why. Because then it says, "What's your favorite sexual position and why?"
Right. Yeah. And she's like in shock.
Here's the thing. Whether you have had sex or not, you still know what these things are.
She acted like she'd never heard of it and she does not know
anything.
Anything. But she did say that she hadn't had sex, but she had done other things. But now I'm wondering, like, what?
What were those other things?
Exactly. What were the other things?
Like, first base?
Yeah.
That's, yeah. And it's starting to annoy him.
And the fact that she gets so emotional about it is so immature. She's visibly uncomfortable by the whole conversation. She doesn't want to talk about it. He says, how do you like to initiate sex? And she, like, she's cringing. She doesn't know.
No. You know? She's like, I don't know. Whenever I feel, I don't know.
Do other
stuff
first? I
don't know how to answer.
Yeah. She's, and he knows, and he says she's sexually immature. Yeah. And he has some serious concerns about it.
Which he should.
He should, yeah.
And then even they went out to dinner or something, and he kind of said, how would you rate your emotional maturity? And
she didn't rate herself very high.
No, she didn't. She, at least she's self-aware enough. She said 6.5, which he said, yeah, you're right. Because he thinks that she's mature in all the other aspects. But then when it comes to sex, obviously just because you're a virgin doesn't mean you don't know anything about it.
Well, also, just because you haven't had sex doesn't mean that you're immature about it.
Right. He said it was like a middle schooler. It was like talking to a middle schooler about sex, and that's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like. So that makes me wonder, how was she raised? Was she raised in a way that it was like, you don't talk
about
it, it's taboo? I mean, was it like a forbidden, you know? I mean, maybe there was some weirdness about how she was raised about.
Or maybe there's some underlying things there too that we haven't brought out yet.
That's true.
But she's going to have to suck it up because she keeps saying, you know, just because I've only known him for 2 weeks, I know he's my husband, but I'm not ready yet. Well, now you need to be ready. You're married to him.
Yeah.
Stop.
Dive in.
Yeah. Snap out of it. Jesus. And he's really good looking, so you need to just freaking do it.
Well, she's definitely attracted to him.
Yeah.
At 27, I don't know, wouldn't you just go for it at
that
point?
I think at this point she's just scared. Now it's like one of those things that's gone too far. She's
just
afraid.
It's almost gone too far where there's the point of no return.
Right.
Where
she's just never going to have
sex.
And I think he's thinking, how good is it going to be now?
Well, yeah, it's going to be really awkward.
Especially if he likes doggy stuff.
Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon. I can tell you that. Oh, God.
All right. Deanna and Greg are still couple of the week, I think. I think they are still my couple of the week.
They have, but they've risen to the occasion, but man, Deanna is just...
She's a hard one, but they've had sex, Gina. They have sex.
Then she says, if it's every other month, I'm okay with that.
I know.
What?
Well, he said, I'm willing to have it again, you know, because apparently they had sex on his birthday, and then she got sick. So she was sick for about a week. And he's ready to go. He's waiting for her to get better so they can have sex again.
Exactly.
And she made the reference of, let's just let it happen naturally.
Well, that I get too. Yeah. But it does. It seems like she's just so icy that I can't even imagine that she would let her guard down and, you know, go with the flow.
Which is funny because they played that little fishbowl game, and one of the questions was, say 10 things nice about your husband or compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
They were all amazing. He was so happy. He was glowing.
I think she can verbalize her feelings more than she can physically show her feelings.
Right. I agree.
For whatever reason. Maybe it's because she hasn't had a relationship in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But either you're an affectionate person or you're a cold-hearted bitch.
Right. Oh. Yeah, when he said, so would you be happy with having sex every other month? And she said, yeah, you have really, really, really great sex every other month, then that holds you over. Well, if you're having really, really, really great sex, you want to have it again.
But wait, how old are these people?
Are they in their 30s?
Early 30s?
Yeah. I think they want to have it more.
That should be happening until 20 years down the road.
Until our age.
That's right. I was going to say that, but I didn't.
Yeah, I think that you're attracted to this guy. You're going to want to have sex more often.
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
So we'll see, but I think they're still going strong.
I still really like them, and I think
they have the foundation.
Yeah, they're the couple that are still growing
and
doing well. The others started really strong and are phasing out a little bit.
Right.
Last couple, wow, Jamie and Elizabeth, have quite a roller coaster.
They're not going to make it.
No.
He's a real jerk. Well,
it's so funny because there are times when I'm listening to them and I think, boy, you're a jerk to him.
Yeah.
You're so passive aggressive. And then I think she's the one that's crazy and out there and can't control herself.
She is. I think she over-communicates and I think he under-communicates. And they are a hot mess and they're definitely not on the same page.
So last week he left because he was so pissed.
He took his cat and
he took his cat and he's left. So he came back. Dr. Pepper comes over and basically says, you guys are communicating in the worst way possible. Neither one of you have boundaries. You're both at fault here. You need to work on the way you talk to each other.
Right.
And they both agreed and they're going to work on it. And then they show like 5 minutes later, they go out, take the dogs for a walk. I think she apparently said to him, I want to take a sex break. Let's stop having sex. I want to work on our communication skills, which I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, because their relationship seems to be all about sex and that's it.
Even if it is, what did she call it?
Caucasian sex.
In her mind, he got really pissed at that statement and they were walking the dogs and started like dragging the dogs. Now, I believe he did do that.
I think he probably
did too. In his male mind, he was pissed. He was walking faster and the dogs were coming along with him.
Well, they're tiny dogs. They have small legs and they can't keep up.
No. I love the fact that he's like, what? I wasn't mad at all. I was just walking the dogs home. You're the one who got mad. I don't buy it for a minute.
Don't buy it.
Totally passive aggressive.
Yeah.
And then she said, I'm going to go to my parents or I'm going to go home. Mm-hmm. And he said, you're not supposed to leave. Dr. Pepper said, don't leave. That's the worst thing you can do. We got to work it out. She was kind of like, screw all that. I'm leaving anyway. And then she ended up not. She stayed there for the night. And then she said, I just need a break for a couple hours at this point.
Well, right. But she said she wanted to take a break from sex to work on their communication. But also, she had a urinary tract infection.
Well, she said she felt like she was getting one from all the sex they were having.
From all the sex.
But apparently, remember, he said, well, we've only had sex 4 times.
And she's like, are you crazy?
Yeah. So I think he is...
He's kind of high maintenance.
Yeah. He's a little nuts.
Yeah.
He likes to make it seem like she's the kooky, crazy one.
Right.
Where he's the one who requires a lot of attention.
I think he fights dirty.
Yes.
I think he's, you know, kind of throws some jabs in there. Mm-hmm. And they ping pong back and forth. She's kooky.
She's kooky, but she's very aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
And so she will call him on it, and he doesn't like that.
No.
He's never been called on anything before.
He's not used to being called on it.
While she's saying it, she's getting elevated, and she sounds a little hyped up, but she's just upset. And the way he's responding to her is very calm, and Dr. Pepper said...
Yeah, and that, for someone like Elizabeth, that would tick me off.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely tick me off.
So then they kind of get past that. They're doing well. They start playing the fishbowl game, too, and they do the one where you're blindfolded, and they ask the questions, and you do little things, which was weird.
Them, I didn't understand. But
once again, though, he was all about the sexual thing.
He's a perv.
He is a perv. But what about when she was doing this full moon cycle, and they did this whole saging? She saged the hell out of him.
Yeah, she did.
And he was like, I kind of like this part of her. She's very sexy. Once again,
sex.
It's all about the sex.
Sex.
See, in his mind, he's like, I'm attracted to my wife. This is a good thing. But what it sounds like is all you want from her is sex.
Well, I think he's sexually attracted to her. I'm not sure he's attracted to her personality so much.
Well, we know he's not because he's annoyed about the whole job situation. He doesn't really respect her.
No, he doesn't.
As a human.
No.
He just wants to have sex with his wife.
Yeah, because she's sexy.
That's right.
And they have a good time.
Yep.
And by the way, Jamie needs to stop wearing those clingy...
Ew,
shirts that he wears. It's not a good look.
Do you think he shaves his head every day? Because there's a little bit... It looks like he could have hair, but he's bald in the middle.
He probably does. He's starting to really annoy me. Big time.
I'm just going to say that I think you found him attractive early on. But that's all!
I thought he had a cute smile, but his personality...
Wow, yeah.
No.
The first couple episodes, I thought, oh, okay, they're going to work together well.
Right.
But I'm seeing another side to him, and I don't like it.
I don't like his other side. Mm-hmm.
So. I agree.
Anyway,
that's it.
We'll see.
Are those couples, but a lot's happening with that, and
I
love it.
It's starting to pick up.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. And all right, so I'll probably put this out on Saturday and you guys can enjoy a little weekend with the dames.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter.
And you can listen to us on Spotify.
Yes.
Rate us on Apple Podcasts. And you can also listen to us on Podbean. That's
We're
it.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.